this land to the Rocky Mountains. It's time to travel this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Whiz Bryant.
This land to the Great Lakes shine and travel this land.
On today's program, Whiz brings us the story of a young man who electrified a nation with his courage. The story of Terry Fox and his marathon of hope in Terry's song.
It was June 1980, and I was walking down the main street of Peterborough, Ontario, when a poster recently placed in a store window caught my eye. The poster said simply, "Terry Fox, the Marathon of Hope," as well as something about raising funds for the Canadian Cancer Society. There was also a picture of a one-legged runner caught in motion in a seemingly awkward, but somehow strangely graceful gait. That is a moment I will never forget. For it is the moment that the phenomenon of Terry Fox entered my life.
Running all alone down a dark and narrow highway, rising with the dawn to cheer him on his way, following the gleam shining on the far horizon, daring to dream we can find a brighter day. Terry is running for you and for me, running for the dreams we left behind. His brave heart is soaring like an eagle in the sky,
Terence Stanley Fox was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba on July 28, 1958. Later, he moved with his family to Port Coquitlam, B.C., where he enjoyed the lively Fox household with his brother and sister and began to develop into a superb athlete. In 1977, Terry Fox was studying kinesiology, the science of movement, at Simon Fraser University, when it was discovered that he had developed a rare form of bone cancer called osteogenic sarcoma. It became necessary, in order to save his life, to amputate most of one leg. For Terry Fox, a young man imbued with a fierce competitive spirit and love of the athletic life, the amputation was a tragic blow to many of his dreams. But Terry Fox was imbued with something else, a powerful determination that would not allow him for long to wallow in the pit of self-pity. During his stay in the Vancouver hospital, Terry came to experience and know from the depth of his being the ravages and merciless cruelty of a foe he had never before encountered. That foe was cancer. He formed friendships with other patients, experienced their pain and terror, their strong will to survive, and their sense of renewed hope when their treatments seemed to bring the disease into recession. Terry himself underwent extensive chemotherapy and watched his hair fall out as many had before him, but Terry's hair grew back in thick curls that gave his strong jaw and freckled face the look of a Greek athlete of long ago. Others were not so lucky. Some of Terry's friends in the ward died, and from the core of his heart, Terry Fox learned the meaning of grief and rage and love. Terry Fox recovered. He teamed up with wheelchair athletes to become an excellent basketball player. He obtained a false leg, equipped with a movable knee joint, and he began to dream about a cross-Canada run to raise money and generate publicity for cancer research. He called his idea a Marathon of Hope.
From Newfoundland to Ontario and on to Thunder Bay, so many miles left to go, but fewer every day. Never complaining of the struggle deep inside, racing on to win, growing stronger with each stride. Running for you and for me, running for behind. His brave heart keeps on soaring like an eagle in the sky. Telling us we'll make it, if only we will try.
Terry spent over a year preparing for his Cross Canada run. He trained each day, but on his own, quietly, with only at first his girlfriend and family to encourage him. Terry learned how to run with his false leg, a strange, awkward gait at first, but one that he eventually worked into a study of movement, using his muscular left leg and strong upper torso and arms to move him forward. Each week, Terry extended the length of his runs. At last, he was ready to attempt an official marathon run of 24 miles, for his plan was to run the official distance once each day until he had completed the entire distance from St. John's, Newfoundland to Victoria, British Columbia, a distance of more than 5,000 miles. Terry entered a local marathon run. Long after the other runners had completed the run, his friends waited. As darkness approached, Terry appeared out of the shadows. His face was covered in sweat, but there was a smile on his face. Terry had completed his first marathon. He was ready to turn his dream into reality. The marathon of hope had begun. Terry Fox began his run at St. John's, Newfoundland on the 12th of April, 1980. He was accompanied by his closest friend, who drove along behind him in a van, advertising the run and accepting donations. He dipped his false leg in the waters of the Atlantic, and with a kiss from the mayor of St. John's, he was off. As he moved across Newfoundland, through the Maritime Provinces and Quebec, Terry Fox was very much alone. Although he had the backing of the Canadian Cancer Society, friends and family, and endorsements from a number of companies, the public at large were not greatly aware of this runner and his courageous, visionary quest. The media were wary, and the press coverage was sparse. Not until Terry reached the border of Ontario did his cause and his heroic undertaking invade the hearts and imaginations of the masses of Canadians.
His brave heart keeps on soaring like an eagle in the sky, telling us we'll make it. Across Canada, from sea to distant sea, they are praying for a brave young man who runs to set us free. And from this bold beginning, like the warm and golden sun, the marathon of hope for us has just begun. And Terry, we are running. And for me, we're running for the dreams we left behind. May your brave heart keep on soaring like an eagle in the sky, telling us we'll make it if only we will try.
He struck us with a flood of inspiration. People began to weep and cheer as he ran by. Celebrities and athletes, like his hockey heroes Daryl Sittler and Bobby Hull, joined him for sections of his run. The media began to feature headline stories and daily reports of his progress. And in July, when he ran into Nathan's Phillips Square in downtown Toronto, thousands came out to meet him, to see him, and to hear him speak about his dream of finding a cure for the disease. By the time Terry had reached northern Ontario and was beginning the long sweep along the northern shore of Lake Superior, inspired millions around the world had donated $1.7 million for cancer research. On the last days of August 1980, Terry was elated and happy as he approached the port of Thunder Bay, Ontario. He had a slight cough, which his support team thought was the beginning of a cold, but otherwise his tremendous stamina and invincible spirit remained. On September 1st, just outside of Thunder Bay, Terry collapsed. He was rushed to the hospital, where his condition was quickly diagnosed. Cancer was discovered in his lungs. His hated enemy had returned with a vengeance to strike him down. The marathon of hope was over, or so it seemed. Terry Fox had run 5,373 kilometers at a pace of nearly 40 kilometers a day. The news of his incredible feat and the reoccurrence of his illness flashed through the media and around the world. Gripped by an outpouring of emotion such as this nation has rarely seen, Canadians donated an additional $23 million to the fund. Terry flew home to his family in Vancouver, where he spent the next year of his life bravely fighting his old enemy. Now a worldwide celebrity, thousands wrote to him in encouragement and in despair. But it was Terry that encouraged them. His words were always those of an indomitable fighter, a humble, even shy, humorous, and yes, very human warrior of love. Terry Fox never spoke of giving up. He never quit his efforts to defeat his enemy. In the last months of his life, he was named a Companion of the Order of Canada. A BC peak was named the Terry Fox Mountain. A stretch of highway outside of Thunder Bay was named the Courage Highway. A beautiful memorial overlooking Thunder Bay commemorates Terry's marathon of hope. Still, the remembrance that meant the most to Terry was the initiation of the annual Terry Fox Run. It takes place in September of each year, and thousands run to raise money for research and to remember Terry. Terry Fox's body died on the 28th of June, 1981. His spirit and the gift of inspiration he gave us all will live forever.
And Terry, we are running for you and for me. We're running for the dreams we left behind. May your brave heart keep on soaring like an eagle in the sky. Telling us we'll make it.
You've been traveling this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Whiz Bryant. Please feel free to write to us with your comments. We would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for another fascinating Canadian tale in story and song as we continue to travel this land.
To the Fraser Delta, travel this land to the Arctic Sea. Travel this land where the wild loons call, and travel this land, come along with me. Travel this land, take my hand and travel this land.
Running all alone down a dark and narrow highway, rising with the dawn, cheer him on his way. Following the gleam shining on the far horizon, daring to dream we can find a brighter day. Terry is running for you and for me, running for the dreams we left behind. Newfoundland to Ontario and on to Thunder Bay. So many miles left to go, but fewer every day. Never complaining of the struggle deep inside. Racing on to win, growing stronger with each try. They are praying for a brave young man who runs to set us free. And from this bold beginning, like the warm and golden sun, the marathon of hope for us has just begun.